We're in a weird spot with the invasion of Ukraine. My personal beliefs are this. I don't think you should hold people accountable for the actions of their governments, because if we start doing that, then we really need to have a conversation about Americans, you know, and I'm sure a lot of the Zoomers would say, and Israel, and, you know, and everyone else, right? So I never liked it. I didn't want to have a blanket ban on Russian competitors in esports events. I thought stripping them of their right to their national identity was stupid. I thought making them change their names was ridiculous. There was absolutely, you know, like, I was very vocal. I was in the minority on the outsiders thing. It's Virtus Pro. It was always Virtus Pro. There is no outsiders. They were owned by an they're owned by an Armenian now. The whole outsiders thing was an embarrassing entry in esports. And I also thought Blast doing a knee-jerk blanket ban of all Russian teams and then having to walk it back and go, we are going to allow outsiders to participate. It's like, guys, nobody nailed it. And I've still never heard a clear explanation as to why Gambit had to be destroyed, Outsiders had to be renamed, but Forza, who was sponsored by Lukoil, didn't have to do anything. No one has ever explained this to me. And you know why they haven't explained it to me or explained it publicly? Because they can't, right? Now, not everybody agrees with me, right? I know we've got a lot of Finns around here who just would prefer it if Russia didn't exist, right? For example, some of them might even be moderators. But also, I'll say the world has taken very different approaches to the Russia problem. And that is that some federations, some sports federations, have banned them entirely. Some people have put in bans that have now been lifted. Some people are, like in football, we're allowing the under-21s to play and the under-18s to play, but we're still not allowing the Russian national team to play. Sometimes if it's athletes, you can go, but you have to compete under a neutral identity. And I get all that, right? Like, I mean, look, I personally wouldn't do any of those things if I was in charge. I definitely don't think banning athletes from competing, particularly very often because people in sports and the arts and entertainment and media, these people don't support the Kremlin. But it's hard when you live in a tyranny, and I mean a genuine tyranny. Not, oh, Donald Trump, the orange man. Yeah. You got to criticize him relentlessly for 4 years without going to prison. Russians don't have that luxury. North Koreans don't have that luxury. The Chinese don't have that luxury. Saudi Arabians don't have that luxury. This is the problem we've got. I think it is an unfair expectation to say to people, just speak out. Just overthrow your government, right? Just do that. Because if you don't, you're complicit. Americans, again, remember when you invaded Iraq, predicated on bullshit, killed hundreds of thousands of civilians, put in sanctions that deliberately targeted the vulnerable, denied them medication. Remember when you did all that? Okay, well, you can't compete at tournaments till George Bush goes to prison then. See ya. You know, no, you don't do that, right? You don't do that. You realize that, unfortunately, we are very often as people at the mercies of our governments. Many people opt out of the political system entirely, such as myself. My advice, don't vote. It's all bullshit. You know, but how can you say that, Richard? Just don't bother. Just don't bother with it. It doesn't matter whether it's the blue team or the red team. Everything goes in the same direction. Special interest groups. That's it. I genuinely also believe if enough people opted out of the system, it would fucking collapse. It would have to. But people say that's not how it works. I remember Russell Brand back before he was this version, getting castigated back in the early noughties for just saying, I don't vote, and I would advise kids not to vote either because the whole thing's a charade. I sort of agree with that. I think that's a fucking base take. But anyway, I don't think you should hold people accountable for what their governments do. And I don't think governments are the friends of the populace that they represent. It is a rare thing these days. So, with all that in mind, there's been sort of several things going on with the Russians in esports. And I just wanted to start with this one story from the end of last year I never got to talk about. It's got nothing really to do with the topic, but it upsets me This was a story I couldn't really fit in anywhere else. And it made me sad that it was Russia. And Russia had to be so goddamn based and do the thing I have wanted since forever. But it's Russia. So we can't take advantage of it. You will have heard me talk for years about the tyranny of the games developer. And now if you want to run an eSport, what do we do? We have to go to the developer. Please, sir, may I create a tournament that is going to act as an advertising, a marketing tool for your game and create interest and longevity in your product? Please, may I do that for free, for no money from you? And the developer goes, yeah, but we get fucking Prima Nocte anytime we want. Okay, developer, yes, you may have Prima Nocte. I am just a serf, right? So, they did it. Russian lawmakers propose cutting out esports intellectual property holders. Curse. I mean, obviously, copyright generally doesn't mean a fucking thing in Russia anyway. But the new proposal would enshrine into law the ability to run esports events within the country without the approval of the game makers. So, lawmakers in Russia put forth a proposal that aims to cut out major IP holders out of the picture when operating esports competitions within the country. This news was first reported by Russian language news outlet Kommersant.ru and the esports legal news reporter and Evershed Sutherland's attorney Leonard Shmatenko. During a meeting of the State Duma Committee on Physical Culture and Sports earlier this month, with participation from representatives from the Ministry of Digital Development, the Russian Esports Federation, and other government agencies, lawmakers put forth a proposal that would allow esports tournaments to be operated in the country without requiring permission or direct licensing agreements with IP owners such as Riot Games, Activision Blizzard, Ubisoft, Epic Games, and other Western and European game makers. The legislation is likely designed to help the Russian government facilitate esports and circumvent international sanctions due to its ongoing war with Ukraine. And there's the rub. There's the rub. This is a thing I want to happen everywhere. I want a fair use exemption for esports tournaments to exist everywhere. That just because you made a game doesn't mean you have the right to tell me whether or not I can run a fucking tournament over it. But I'm afraid it's happening for a terrible reason. And basically what they're trying to do is, it's almost like a form of sports washing in and of itself. Because Russia, like every other country in the world right now, they're getting big on esports. And we're going to get to that in a second. And they want to run esports tournaments. They want to grow that sector. And they want to have as many events as possible. Unfortunately for them, due to the sanctions, due to, it's just, I know, Russia are going to be international pariahs for another 10 to 20 years. There's no getting around it. And that's even if the situation in Ukraine was to end now, immediately. This isn't going to be forgiven by the international community while Putin is alive. So they're trying to get around it, and that's gross. But nominally, it's a good idea. I'd love to see this happen. Also, imagine a sort of dreadful world where, because Russia do this, let's say the law passes and they do it, Russia becomes some sort of hub for esports tournaments, meaning we now have to pick our poison between Saudi, China, and Russia. It's kind of like the Holy Trinity of assholes. It's like so fucking bad. Anyway, that's the business. According to the Esports Legal News, the proposal would create a public law company that would manage licensing fees with money held for a 3-year period. It's unclear how this PLC will determine the fair market value of the licensing fees, given that no one is consulting with esports stakeholders outside Russia on the matter. After 3 years, if the fees are not claimed, they could then be redirected to games developers in Russia or the Russian Esports Federation. Some at the meeting raised concerns about disregarding the rights of intellectual property owners, according to the report. There's also concern that such a proposal could have a ripple effect on Russian teams and players trying to compete internationally and could unwittingly cause exclusion within major competitions, which, you know, is another aspect to it. They go, listen, we don't recognise your intellectual property rights in our country. And they go, okay, we just don't recognise your fucking country. and you go, Richard, they can't do that. I mean, we've literally just seen the Overwatch Championship Series be announced, and China isn't mentioned anywhere in it. It's like China just disappeared all of a sudden. Like, what? Weren't there a bunch of Chinese teams? Weren't there a bunch of Chinese players? Oh, it's Pacific now, actually, Richard. Oh, yeah, my bad. So, listen, they can totally just fuck, you know, all of these games developers that run their leagues, they can just say, all right, no Russian competitors. It's literally in their court. They can do whatever the fuck they want. So, again, a hornet's nest that maybe they don't want to kick. The proposal would also introduce a new team to describe sports that are physical activities, such as VR games, tied to them, but use technology to be called innovative sports, and would establish a legal framework that would allow for free use. This could be a reaction to rights holders outside of Russia not wanting to license software technology for use at the planned games of the future competition in 2024. And I'm going to read this bit because it's relevant to later. The proposed legislation appears to be a response to sanctions that have made it difficult for companies outside of Russia to do business within the country, and preparation for the games of the future, or future games, that was announced by the Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping in March. Yeah, you missed that one, didn't you? Back in March, and we are getting to it, they announced that there was going to be this thing called like the Future Games, or the Future of Games 2024, Future Gaming. A big esports tournament. And it was deemed to be such an important event that Putin and Xi Jinping both said, yeah, look at this thing over here. This is going to be wicked. And you're like, uh-oh. So, you know, I've always held that position that I don't like it when despotic governments run esports events. How about if Russia, a despotic government, was running an esports event and people were going to it? And that is indeed what's happening. I will show you the event. Games of the Future. I won't show you the website because it is a neon mess and it's just got Russian, you know, what is it, Cyrillic or whatever, all over the fucking screen. But I will show you this. This is the Liquipedia page for it. And you can see it's Games of the Future. It's in Kazan. I don't know anything about Kazan. I don't know where it is or what it's like. I am ignorant about geography. I make no bones about it. But yes, and you can see they have a Dota event. And the money, well, it ain't half bad. $350,000 for first place. So, obviously, they're not just running Dota tournaments. They're other tournaments. Now, the funding for this event has indeed come from the Russian government. It's a big part of the Russian government's initiative. So, just to show you that, you know, this is being funded and promoted by the Russian government, you can see here, this is like all the Russian embassies around the world are promoting games of the future will be played in Kazan. And you can see this is going out across the board to all of their like embassies all over the world. They're essentially trying to make this a gamers 8. So it is a form of sports washing. Again, it's just Russia doing it this time. And guess what? It's bad. So I don't like it when Russia are doing it as well. But this is what's happening. Also, because it's Russia, it wouldn't be a Russian event if there weren't bots. If there wasn't a bot farm spamming Twitter and other sites about how great it's going to be. And just an example of this, these totally real accounts. The Games of the Future are successful. Participation announced in the future promises a thrilling event. The announced team joining the Games of the Future is an exciting development. The announced team participation in the future is a testament to their forward-thinking attitude. Congrats. The bot farms are going ham with very real names like Lucian Tucker, Terence Herring. Terence fucking Red Herring, more like, you fucking bots. So that's going on, right? This has led to a situation where it's like the worst person you know has made a good point meme, but Let's just have a look at these teams. And it's kind of an interesting situation in terms of attendance, because there are teams that you can sort of critique for going and teams you can't do anything about. So, LGD, Chinese, don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about what the world thinks of Russia. And remember, this event has also been promoted by Xi Jinping. G2.IG, same shit. Extreme Gaming, same shit. Azure Ray, same shit. And so you start getting down, and then you go, oh, we've got Peruvians. I don't think Peru has a stance on Russia, does it? Does Peru have a stance on Russia? I mean, I'm looking here. Russia and Peru prepare to sign series of intergovernmental and interdepartmental cooperation documents. So, yeah. I guess Peru don't give a fuck either. It also appears in November 2023. President Boluarte, which is the Peruvian president, I probably butchered the pronunciation of that, has met with Xi Jinping to discuss infrastructure projects and possible investments. So that's that. That little axis of anti-American, anti-NATO keeps growing. So anyway, Nouns might very well come in for some criticism. Nouns is obviously an American organization, has a delegation of players from all over the world. And certainly they're aware of the problem with Russia, the Russian government. And I was a little surprised to see Nouns on this list. Now, I do know that, various people over at Nouns, the Nouns management, they obviously watch my stream, they watch my videos, watch my content, talk to me quite regularly. And I'm kind of hoping that we can maybe talk about this either prior to or during that, because it is surprising to me that an American organization would go to a Russian government-funded event. It seems to me strange. And I like Nouns, and I've supported all their initiatives and everything they do. But this ain't it, Chief. Like, it ain't really worth the prize pool. And it sort of does set a bad precedent. So, it'd be nice to see them give this a miss. And maybe it's just one of those lapses you didn't think, or you just saw the prize pool, or, you didn't know it was government fund, or whatever it is. But anyway, to the drama. My views on Vilat are pretty well known. For those who don't know, Vilat is a Ukrainian esports commentator that segued into sports commentary. He is a piece of shit. He has been at the heart of so many outrageous controversies. It is astounding to me that he has a career. All of the things that people accuse me of, he's actually done. You can find him. He's been racist on a stream. He's been misogynistic. Like when we were having the Me Too movement in Dota, he was the one guy who piped up and said, yeah, but these e-girls get themselves into bad situations. You're like, fucking hell. He has shown support for Nazi groups, and he's done it very publicly. This is all publicly available information. And what he's done since the invasion of Ukraine is him and the other Ukrainian casters, they've all had this little group where what they do is any Russian workers in esports, any Russian players, they're trying to get them banned. They're trying to fuck with their lives. Basically, what Vilat did, for one example, he asked players to denounce the Russian government and denounce the invasion of Ukraine. He was like, why won't you do it? Why won't you do it? You must do it. You're a scumbag if you don't do it. So they did it, and then he went, ha ha ha, I'm going to report you to the Russian government. That's what he did. It's just pure hatred of Russians. It's not even, the war obviously exacerbates it, but it is just pure hatred of Russians, which, by the way, he's always sort of nominally, been involved in, if you go back and know his history. Now, I don't agree with the phrasing, I don't agree with the messaging, and I don't think he's going to be very successful. But he did go on Twitter, and I do think this tournament should be boycotted. If you want to sort of have any credibility when you want to talk about international events, because the invasion of Ukraine is fucking deplorable. There have been war crimes committed in Ukraine. This is a matter of record. You cannot stand in support of what the Russian government has done, irrespective of whether you think there's some additional circumstance or, you know, the world, you know, NATO and the rest of the world didn't exactly help and blah, blah, whatever. It doesn't matter. They've invaded a sovereign nation and they have, as a result, you know, massacred people. It's just, you know, that it's super easy to be against that before you say anything else. And so, obviously, I'm against the invasion of Ukraine. And no, Eliyahu, I'm not saying he supports the Azov Battalion. I am saying he has specifically tweeted support for SS, as in real Nazi SS outfits. So, no, I'm not doing the Azov Battalion thing. Ukrainians have accused me of that. They say I'm a Putin mouthpiece by condemning the Azov Battalion. So, I don't necessarily agree with the forcefulness of this message, and it's something he would have done regardless. But I agree with the principle behind it, and that is that he tweeted out saying, "I will personally do whatever it takes to mail all EU countries the personal data of your players and staff after you visit government-funded Russian tournament, so your players will have visa issues in future." And he's tagged in LGD, INV, you know, INV, Beast Coast, Nouns, and Thunder Awaken. Now, just a couple of points on that. First of all, it isn't illegal to travel to Russia, right? So, I mean, that's the first part. Second of all, I don't know if participating in an esports tournament, even if it is funded by the Russian government, is going to meet the threshold in the eyes of other government that you have supported Putin's war machine. I don't know if it gets there in their eyes. I think mostly that email, as you send it in, is going straight into, it's going to be filed under B1N, bin, gone. I don't think anyone's going to pay attention to that. That's my opinion. But I will say, as food for thought for those orgs, I would absolutely be boycotting this tournament. I would not send a team to a Russian government-funded event for the purposes of sports washing. I don't know how you could sort of pretend everything's okay. And I say that as someone who thinks I don't want Russian people to be persecuted. I don't want people to be prejudiced against Russian people just on the basis that they happen to be Russian and be alive at a time when Putin exists. I don't think that's fair. I wouldn't support bigotry or intolerance towards anyone at all. So it's crazy. And there's still orgs to be invited. You will notice there was a ton of orgs to be invited. I think you're not going to move the dial on the Chinese orgs. The Chinese orgs actually just are fine with what Russia did. China is fine with what Russia did. They've made it very clear that all the sanctions that we put on Russia, China have helped them make up the shortfall, so they haven't felt the pain as acutely. It's highly unlikely. You're not going to break that alliance with international condemnation. It's just not going to happen. So I don't think this is going to move the dial, but I certainly hope it's pause for thought. I don't know what other orgs might be going. That hasn't been announced yet. There's like another, I think, five to be revealed, and the tournament is not due to start until the 19th of February. So hopefully we get a few people see sense and like don't go and promote that regime. Don't go and normalize what Russia's doing. If we're going to criticize going to Riyadh and going to Abu Dhabi and going to Bahrain and going to China, we must criticize going to Kazan as well. It's just consistency. So I'll certainly add as well, if you're not going to boycott a Russian event right now, a Russian government funded event right now, well, I don't know how we're ever going to get anyone to boycott an event in Riyadh. I just don't see how that could happen. Frankly, it feels like if that bag is too big, we got real problems. Principles and esports are no longer interchangeable, it seems.